by 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments.
In the winter of 2015, Australia turned to face itself.
Be the change. Mondays at noon on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Neil Taylor here on Be the Change, and it's good to be back on air after a bit of a hiatus last year, I think since about June, with the lockdown and other changes going on. So, yeah, it's good to be back. I trust everyone has survived so far and managed to get through the ups and downs, the different lockdowns and different bits and pieces that we've gone through, and that you're still around and listening to Yarra Valley FM. Anyway, it's good to be back. We've got a bit of a mixed show today. I've got a couple of guests to talk to. And before we get going, I just wanted to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we're broadcasting today, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. As I said, we've got a couple of guests on today. I've got Alice Anastasio. She's a student currently doing placement with me, and also Belinda Gruby from Tribe Youth in Monbok. And we'll be talking to both of them just a little bit about what they're doing and things like that. So let's go to a song first, and then I'll come back and give you a bit of an update what's going on with Holy Fools.
I'm too foggy today to know what you're saying. Lips are moving so fast, and I just keep praying for them to slow down so I can make some sense of the words that are pouring out of your crooked spout. Last night was a record to be broken. It broke all over the kitchen floor. Oh no, don't
Change. That was Norah Jones that you were just listening to. Okay, well, a little bit about what's been happening since I was on the air last with Holy Fools. We all complied with our restrictions and we went into stage four lockdown. We went from doing our outreach stuff down to just handing food out. And we had to shut down any of the sort of places we were encountering people down in the park and actually do a delivery service. Now, while that was still providing food for everyone, it was a case of we weren't reaching everyone that we knew we could when we had the lunch in the park. And we also felt that it was, not as working as well and not as conducive for actually doing what we're supposed to be doing out there. And in fact, some of the people we were delivering food to, we were the only people they would see all week. So it was a case of we'd drop food off and they'd be almost in tears because they hadn't seen anyone all week and we were the only people that they were going to actually see. There were quite a few people afraid to even go to the shops. So it was good that when the restrictions started to relax that we were able to go back and do Street Angels again, albeit with takeaway food and not encouraging everyone to sit around and talk, which was quite hard to do because while we didn't provide any chairs for anyone to sit around, people decided that as long as they sat socially distanced apart from each other on the ground, they were okay having a chat with each other. So people still hung around and talked, and it was good to just at least catch up with everyone and make sure that people were managing to survive and thrive during this period of time. It was hard, but we managed to get through it. And then, of course, since the restrictions have lifted, we've been able to go back to pretty much doing what we do with a little bit of differences with hand sanitizer and things like that available and encouraging people to socially distance each other. We still do all the chairs and stuff, and we often have to sort of just remind people that they do need to socially distance. But on the whole, it's back to normal down there. One of the projects that we've been working on for a while, which is a rental real estate rental awareness flyer that we've been working on for the last couple of years, in fact, which was developed with the Bendigo Bank, stepping in and helping us with that, is about to go be released. We had it ready to go at the beginning of last year, but with all the COVID stuff going on and with the eviction moratorium and also the changes in the rental system coming, we thought that it was better to sort of hold off until this year. And I'll talk more about some of the rental changes coming through a bit later on. But we'll have those out, and real estate agents throughout the Yarra Ranges should start to get those in the coming weeks. And they'll be going out to anyone who's renting, and just reminding them that there's some options out there to get help if they fall behind in rent, and that they need to at least deal with it and not sort of brush it under the table. We've got some really cool new initiatives going to be starting soon this year. We're going to be putting together a fundraising group. We're looking at putting together a group of like a reference group from the community and getting people together just to sort of talk to about some of the work we want to do and we have been doing, just to see, get some feedback and develop some ideas and things like that. And later on, we're also going to be launching a bit of a prayer group just focused on homelessness and holding that down at the offices, I think the first Tuesday of every month. So there's a few new things coming up. And one of those wonderful things that happens is that we get a student placement, and most of last year we had no student placements, or if we did, it was sort of very ad hoc and all over the place. But this year I have Alice Anastasio, who is now joining us, and Alice is a student at Box Hill TAFE in Lilydale and has been doing a Diploma of Community Service. Welcome, Alice.
Thanks, Neil.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. Just want to tell everyone what course you're doing.
Diploma in Community Services, so yeah.
And what will that lead to?
Oh, a various amount of things. So anywhere from counselling, NDIS, working with people, from, you know, experiencing homelessness right through to a number of things.
Excellent. And you're in what stage of it now?
I've finished all of the work for the whole course. Now that COVID has, well, possibly finished, we have no idea. But now I'm doing placements. So I'm in my first 200 hours of placement. And then after I finish that, I will have another 200 hours of placement to do. So there's still a bit more to do. But course-wise, work, study-wise, I've basically finished that.
Fantastic. So you're doing your first 200 hours with us, and then you'll do 200 hours with some other organisation?
Yes, yes.
Fantastic. So. And what was the reason for getting into this? What was your sort of motivation for doing the course?
I love working with people. So in the past, I've worked in retail. I've also worked in banking, and I enjoyed it. I love helping, being able to help people. But looking in the community services sector, you're not only able to work with people, you can actually get beside them and work with them. So in a sense, that's different because you're not just the only person giving input, but you're actually getting input back from them, and you can work together one-on-one. So bounce off each other, and the other person has a lot of input to do and a lot of say in how they would like to see things happen, what outcome they would like to have. And so basically, in a sense, you're guided by them. So, but you're just helping a little bit with direction and, you know, where to point them and that type of thing. So we may have the knowledge, but the person that you're working with, yeah, they're the ones that are leading you in a sense, because they know where they want to end up. They know what they want, what direction they want in their life. So you're working together as a team, and that's the kind of thing that I like to do.
Excellent. And how would you say the placement's going so far? How many hours you done so far?
Oh, I've been there, what, possibly about a month at the moment.
Yep.
And at the end of today, I think we're up to 57 hours.
57 hours.
So it's doing great. I'm loving it. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to have you on the show, and looking forward to having you do the placement. So thank you for being on the show today.
No, thanks for having me, Neil.
No worries. And we might get you back on sometime. Maybe we want you near the end of the end of your placement, just to give us a bit of a rundown how you went.
Sounds like a plan.
And you can tell me how bad I've been.
No problems.
All right. Let's head back to some songs.
Close your eyes, and yet I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I will.
99.1.
And we're back and we're chatting with Belinda Gruby from Tribe Youth. Hello, Belinda.
Hi, thanks for having me along today.
Fantastic to have you on.
It's great
now,
to be here.
What is Tribe Youth, so everyone knows?
So Tribe Youth is a youth organisation run in the Yarra Ranges area. So we run out of Mombulk and we cater from everybody from the ages of 8 to 18. So...
And is it the catchment areas, the whole Yarra Ranges? Or
all of Yarra Ranges. So anyone is welcome to come and join us. So we have a lot of fun and we run every Friday night out of the Mombulk Hub.
Ah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And what kind of things do they do?
We do all sorts of things. So basically what the whole process of Tribe Mombulk Youth is really to create a safe space for young people to come along, engage, to participate in activities. But it really is youth-led. So it's all about what young people really want to do and hearing the voices of young people. So depending on the day, we could be playing pool, we could be playing cards, we might be having movie night or going to the movies. We've got snow trips. We've got all sorts of activities that we do. So we've been roller skating before. We're about to go camping. So that's where we're at the moment is locating a lot of camping gear so that we can have our first camping trip.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
It shall be a lot of fun taking 50 teenagers camping, but it should be fun.
And so the idea of the group is to give kids a voice or youth a voice, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think the biggest issue that I know that I've found is that we often want to hear the voices of young people and then for whatever reason we tend not to listen, which is quite frustrating. So I think what we really wanted to create was a safe space for young people to connect, to engage, to be able to express their own opinions, their own thoughts in an environment that didn't have any other agenda other than to create a safe space for young people.
And how was Tribe Youth affected by the lockdowns and stuff like that?
A lot of our young people struggled through our lockdowns. We noticed that particularly loneliness and isolation became a really big issue. Young people do like to engage, particularly when they didn't have school. So we often found that other people, obviously adults, struggled quite a bit with the lockdown. But with our young people, they didn't have a car. They couldn't get into a car and go down to the shops. They weren't able to engage with their friends, which we know particularly with youth that they tend to have more conversations with other youth rather than with adults. So that was really important that they missed out. Skate parks were closed. And so because they were confined to their own bubble, we found that a lot of young people really struggled during that time. So what we were able to do, we were able to pivot, we were able to innovate a little bit, and we were able to go online. And rather than just create a Zoom platform, which is what a lot of people did, we were able to stream gaming online through Discord and artwork online as well. So we would have Discord run live through our streaming, so anyone could jump on, hook up with their computer, and there'd be one room where they would all game together or another room where they would create creative opportunities to engage in a different platform.
Excellent. And for those who don't know, Discord is a, I don't know how you describe it really, it's a...
It's just a streaming platform.
Streaming platform, really,
really,
yeah.
It's like, it's very similar to Zoom. It just... if you're not really sure what Discord is, just ask your young people and they'll explain it to you.
That's true. My kids explained what it is too one day. And I know they can, my kids have been, you know, joining in other games online through Discord or watching other games as well. So Yeah.
So we were able to also have that platform in a safe and secure way as well, so that we knew who was engaged at the time. It also meant that we were able to control the safety settings, which was a really important factor of what we do.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to another song and then we'll come back and chat some more.
Welcome to Be The Change, a social justice program where we hear from local people who make a difference.
And we're back with Belinda Gruby from Tribe in Tribe Youth, and it's based in Monbot. So tell me, when did Tribe start?
So we're actually in our third year now, so April 20th will be our third birthday.
Fantastic.
Which is very exciting.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're still very young too.
We are still very young. Yeah, we're still babies, but it's been a really fantastic 3 years. So it's exciting to see how much it's grown over that time.
And you were just saying during the break that one of the things you're looking at doing is going camping.
Yes.
With the guys. Where are you going to go?
Well, we're still looking at different options. So if anyone has any brilliant, fantastic ideas for camping with teenagers, please let us know. But definitely our first trip, we'll be looking at somewhere local around Chernside Park to be camping first.
All right, excellent.
Which will be on private property to start with.
And you're in need of camping gear.
We are desperately in need of camping gear. So we have been able to source some tents, which is fantastic. So Tribe Youth is fully funded through obviously the public, which is really fantastic. So we rely on donations. We are a non-for-profit. We don't make any money at all. So it's all about the young people fundraising, and it's about relying on donations of others. So we are currently looking at fundraising options so that we can get a box trailer, which will allow us to keep all our camping gear together, which would be much helpful when you've got that many teens.
But so if anyone out there has a box trailer that they're not doing anything with, let us know and we can give it on to Belinda and the tribe guys to store their camping gear in. And tell me, how did you, you were one of the group's persons that helped form it, or?
Yeah, so I founded Tribe Youth, which was 3 years ago. And that all related back to the fact that I had my daughter at the time was 14, and my beautiful daughter allows me to share her story, which was fantastic. So she wasn't coping very well. She was disengaged from school. We had a number of issues around non-suicide self-harm, which is a big problem amongst young people. And so we wanted to create a space that was safe and engaging for her to be able to connect with other young people, that just wasn't necessarily sport. So we know that sport is fantastic for those that want to play sport, and we encourage young people to always be physical. But if sport isn't your thing, it was really difficult for us to find somewhere that just created a really safe space for teens to come together, hang out, and just be teenagers. And I remember having that discussion at the time and searching around for something, and there wasn't anything. And the conversation was very much, well, I guess we're starting something. And so that's how Tribe Youth was born. And we started Tribe Youth with the idea that we may have, you know, 8 or 10 young people at the first time we opened. We opened up and we had 30 young people on the first night. So we're now looking at close to 80 young members within our organisation, which has grown over to that over the last 3 years. And it's just, yeah, it just continues to grow, which is really fantastic.
Fantastic. 80. Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what are some of the issues that the youth are facing nowadays, besides, say, COVID, or is that being a really...
COVID has really been an issue for young people in the fact that they felt very isolated, and Tribe Youth undertook a survey of young people. We had 143 respondents of our survey, and we found that out of that, the number of people that were surveyed, there was 89% of young people that were experiencing loneliness. There was, you know, 85% of young people that felt unprepared for the following year. So there's a lot of the issues that are facing young people today, a lot harder than what it was for us, particularly when you're dealing with social media. So a lot of the responses to social media is just tell young people to hop off social media. But that's how young people engage. So when you have a child that may be experiencing bullying on social media, we need to be able to provide them with the tools to deal with that, because just cutting them off completely is also cutting them off from the way that young people engage. So social media is a big thing. Disengagement from school is another one. We know that that's an issue amongst young people. Heightened levels of anxiety and non-suicide self-harm is a real big issue amongst our young people. So we know that between the ages, you know, of 12 and 18, that young people are going to experience, that 1 in 3 young people are going to experience a mental health challenge. So it's about really jumping on those things early to not only engage with young people and get them to connect, but also to ensure that young people have the support that they need, the services they need, and that we're able to connect them to those services. So that's really an important part of what we do as well. So if a young person does need extra support, we have referral systems in place for them to be able to get that support.
Fantastic. Wow. It's good to hear. And is it still open to, if anyone's listening who's between the ages of 8 and 18, are they still able to come?
Absolutely. So we're operational every Friday night. We're actually super excited because Tribe and Siri in partnership will soon be launching our Gravity program, which is a brand new program which is supported by Yarra Rangers Council. And that is our middle years program for 8 to 14 years. That's super exciting. So that hopefully will be launching March, April of this year. And that will be operational in, we're looking at areas of Upway, Yarra Glen, and also in Yarra Junction.
Fantastic. I was going to ask you if you got council involved.
Absolutely. So. Council have been a really fantastic support of the work that we do, particularly their youth team have been amazing, really, really supportive in the work that we do.
Oh, good to hear. Now, Belinda, you actually have two hats, don't you? You work at Tribe, but you also have another job, don't you?
I do. So Community Hub Coordinator at Yarra Junction for Siri Services.
Fantastic. And what does that mean?
Basically, that means, again, it's working in community. My favourite place to be is allowing myself to work with community. So the Community Hub is located just in Yarra Junction, and we run our RTO services. So there's definitely short courses that you can do there, but we also do other courses to engage community as well. So we've got a hub guide coming out, but you can jump on our website and have a look and see what we do there, which is siri.org.au. Or you can jump on the Tribe website, which is tribeyouth.org.au, or you can find us on Facebook, which is Tribe Mombok Youth.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having
me. Anything last words?
If you have young people out there, just make sure that you're engaging in great conversations with them. There's some really wonderful organisations doing some fun things, so encourage your young people to talk and have conversations, and we would love to see more young people engage with us. So every Friday we're available. You can, as I said, you can find us on Facebook or you can find us on our webpage.
Cool. All right, we'll stick around. We might grab those web addresses again, and we'll head into another song.
My mama don't told me when I was in pigtails. My mama don't told me a man is a two-face. He'll give you the big eye, and when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the trains are calling, blowing across the trestle. Ooh, oh, ooh, a clickety clack, an echoing back, blues in the night. From Natchez to Mobile, from to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing to sing the blues in the night. My mama can tell me the blues. mama done told me.
Be the change. Be the change. Be the change.
And we are back in the last quarter of an hour. Just some news I'm not sure you may have heard or not heard. One that suddenly has made the national sort of, and particularly Victorian sort of headlines, is that there have been viral fragments of COVID-19 found in wastewater across the Dandenong Ranges in the Yarra Valley on the 25th of February. And residents and visitors to Mount Evelyn, Montrose, Mount Dandenong, Linda and Kalorama from February 23rd are urged to get tested after viral fragments were detected in the inlet to the Lilydale Wastewater Treatment Plant. Those who have visited the Yarra Valley, specifically the towns of Lilydale, Chirnside Park, Coldstream, Yarra Glen and Yering, were also urged to get tested, even if the milder symptoms develop. And as you know, there are no COVID-19 cases in these areas. So yeah, there you go. That sort of hit the news and social media yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember, and caused a bit of a stink with people complaining about the fact that, it's all fake and we should get Dan out here and he should drink the water. So it was one of the things I heard. Some other good news is in celebration of the significant contribution that women have made to the local community, the Yarra Ranges Regional Museum is presenting a new exhibition called Trailblazers, Women of the Yarra Ranges, featuring the stories of 30 trailblazing women from the Yarra Ranges. This exhibition coincides with the 110th International Women's Day on 8th of March. It's important that we acknowledge the powerful women who have been agents of change in this community, Mayor Fiona McAllister said. The portraits and stories of this exhibition are inspiring. I think we can learn a lot from these strong women. The exhibition features paintings of each trailblazer by artist Kat McGuinness and accompanying biographies by local writer Lindy Schneider. From social justice activists to champions of the arts, each woman featured has lived a remarkable life. The women featured are from the region's past and present. Some have achieved international fame, while others are well known within their communities. Trailblazers include Wurundjeri elder Auntie Joy Wandon, landscape designer Edna Walling, artist Helen Lempier, opera singer Dame Nellie Melba, and Wurundjeri woman and cultural mentor Mandy Nicholson. This exhibition is a reclamation of voice for all women, Ms. Schneider wrote, and it is a call for today's storytellers, encouraging all people to honour and share the stories of their sisters, mothers, aunties, friends and role models. People who attend the exhibition are encouraged to nominate female trailblazers in their own lives through the accompanying project, My Local Trailblazer. The exhibition opens on the Saturday, the 6th of March, and runs in through to the Sunday, the 25th of July. It's entry free and bookings aren't required, and that's at the Yarra Ranges Regional Museum. So there you go. Thought that was pretty cool. All right. Bit of a throwback here to the 60s with Jimi Hendrix. We'll be right back.
to Be The Change with Neil Taylor, right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
All right, it's now 10 to 1, and we've just been chatting with Belinda Gruby from Tribe Youth. Belinda, what were those web addresses again?
So you can get us at tribeyouth.org.au, or you can get us at our Facebook page, which is Tribe Mombok Youth, and you'll find us there.
And remember, we did say if you have a box trailer or if you're interested in maybe some donating some funds or whatever, some camping gear maybe, it's worth catching up with Belinda and the guys there at Tribe Youth and helping them out with their camping trip, which is coming up in how long?
Yes, so we are looking at the weekend after Easter. So the kids are getting really, really excited. So it's just a matter of us locating the gear now and making that happen for them. Because everything that we do is either low cost or no cost, because we truly believe in ensuring that every young person has the opportunity to engage in activities, no matter what their background. It's really important.
All right. That's it for today's show. I just want to say thank you to Belinda for coming on, and also Alice, and for amazing Greg, who has panelled for us again today. I'm supposed to be learning the panel, but we'll catch up that, and on some other days I'll sit down and work out with Greg what's going on with that. But until then, Greg has been gracious enough to panel for us today. All right, a bit of Nirvana to play out from today, and we'll catch you next week. Thanks for being with us.